seriously is boating safety. For instance, here's something as simple as it can be that saves the lives of countless boaters every year. A lanyard. I highly recommend you wear one of these every time your boat is running. All you have to do is hook the loose end of the lanyard to your PFD. It'll stop your outboard instantly if you should accidentally fall overboard or be thrown from your boat during a collision. Be sure to give your lanyard a field test to make sure it's working like it's supposed to. Your life and that of your boating partner could depend on it.
WHFS Sefner, WQYK FM HD2 St. Petersburg, 103.1 W276 CX Newport Richey, 92.1 W221 DW Tampa.
Did you know the biggest Ford truck dealer in the entire southeastern United States is right here, close to you? Which dealership? The answer shouldn't surprise you. Brandon Ford is the largest volume F-Series truck dealer in the Southeast, and the numbers don't lie. Brandon Ford sells more F-150s, more Super Duties, more lifted trucks, 4x4s, and diesels. And when a dealership sells more, there's always a reason, like the guaranteed lowest Ford truck prices, or one of the largest Ford truck inventories in America, with over 500 trucks available and on sale, or their award-winning sales team with years of experience who knows these trucks inside and out. Every day when businesses or customers need a truck, they choose Brandon Ford because Brandon Ford stocks more, sells more, and sells for less. So when you're ready for a truck, come see us at Highway 60 and 301 in Tampa, the largest volume Ford F-Series dealer in the entire southeastern United States. 24/7 at BrandonFord.com. If you want to pay less for a Ford truck, that's our business.
Hey, this is Jonathan Swindle of Arrowhead Archery Shop and co-host of Big and Wild Outdoors. Here to tell you about a new product we're using at the ranch and carrying at the shop. It's Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks. Both blocks are loaded with organic trace minerals, rich in protein, nutrients, and amino acids to maximize our southern deer herds. From buck to doe to fawn, you won't find a more complete product for your herd. Check them out at floridamineralonline.net or at Arrowhead Archery Shop. Pick up your Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks today and start growing bigger deer.
The Big and Wild Outdoors invites you to discover Fish Hawk Sporting Clays. It's 77 acres of first-class comfort and hospitality for your personal sports shooting as well as corporate and public events. The Fish Hawk staff is always ready to set you and your family up for a memorable day of dusting clays. Conveniently located in Lithia, about 20 miles from downtown Tampa and less than 8 miles from Brandon, and is open 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Fish Hawk Sporting Clays offers four-person shooting carts, 12 and 20-gauge shotgun rentals, and the club also features a large covered pavilion with plenty of seating for your next big get-together. Fish Hawk will happily host birthday parties, bachelor and bachelorette parties, team-building groups, family reunions, or any group of people who'd like to get together and have fun. For more information, go to fishhawkshootingclays.com. That's fishhawkshootingclays.com. And be sure to check out the events page for clinics and classes available throughout the year.
Come on, boys!
From the backwoods and the swamp waters of the Sunshine State and all across America and the world, this is the Big and Wild Outdoors with your host, Braden Gunn, Jonathan Swindle, and Glenn Kinman.
Oh, now you tell us.
That's right. And welcome back, Big and Wild Outdoors, hour number two, broadcasting live this morning at G5 Feet and Outdoor. If you're just getting up, moving around, and while you're out making some little errand runs, stop on by and check out the new store. We're here with the great Articat. All kind of ATV side-by-sides on sale today, and anything you purchase today, you get $500 worth of accessories free. So that's a deal in itself. So stop on in, check out the rest of it. Looking for some stocking stuff for some great, one of the largest case knife displays in Central Florida. Just come on in and check them out. I like the pocket knives, so anyone would be fine for me. Before we went to the top of the hour break, we have Freddie from Lake Matty on the phone with us. Hopefully he's still there, standing by. Freddie, are you there?
Yeah, we're still here.
Oh, great, man.
Yay!
So, I know this time of the year when we do have these fronts come through with the weather changing, and I really like overcast when I'm out speckled perch fishing, doing a little drift on the lake. Is that what the guys are using out there now? Are they doing the drift? Or are they just finding them and anchoring up with the first one that bites the hook? What are they doing?
A lot of them drifting and trolling. Because, like I say, a lot of them fish. Until now,
just once this front hits and the lake turns over, then it'll push all the mother fish on up out of deep water. So they'll probably still be scattered till they, you know, start coming up to spawn, but they'll school up. So drifting and trolling is the best way.
Now, are they using? Is it? To me, I've really never been a jig kind of guy. I always just use the Aberdeen hook with the minnow attached to it and just do my drifting. But again, it's kind of like Jonathan was saying, old school guy. You got the old shotgun. You're still using the same this, that, and the other. And I did get a jig from you last year, and I will say I put that on with the minnow, and it was just unbelievably nonstop over there at the lake I was fishing on with Doug. Or is that seem to be the key? Is the jig?
Yeah, jigs. And it depends. Some guys still tipping with minnows, and a lot of guys just use the straight jigs.
I use those little niblets, those little yellow things that you put on a small hook.
Right.
Those seem to work well. We slayed them in Georgia. I mean, we boated like,
well, they don't know better up there in Georgia.
Yeah. No, them Georgia boys know their stuff.
I'm talking about them fish. They just these Florida fish down here, they know, man. We ain't using that.
Seen it.
Seen that, done that. I ain't biting it. But
bring the real stuff out here. I want to eat some fish. Get a minnow.
Well, that but over there on Lake Maddie, I tell you, this it's a really a nice lake. It's got the a lot of the, if you like structure, it definitely has it. If you like to fish some shallows and some weed line, it has it as well. And but that lake, 20 foot plus deep in areas, is that the case?
Yeah, 13 on it, which now it's still 2 foot higher than what it was, 4 foot higher. But 13, there's some 20 foot water, but most of it 13.
And that's it. So if somebody's looking for a lake they've never tried before for some speckled perch, is that the only thing you have swimming in that lake, or is it noted for anything other than the specks?
There's some real big bass, a lot of fish over 10 pounds, big catfish. And one, it actually has channel cats in it. So somewhere there's got to be a spring, you know, a spring in it.
Well, that moving water definitely it helps the channel cats. They like that because they use that for the spawning. But the I tell you, Freddie, that I know I've been neglecting you coming out there and do some fishing, but I got all my chores done until I get home. But right now it sounds good. And if I don't head up to the woods, I might hook up my boat and come over there and do some fishing this afternoon. So,
Freddie, what's the biggest speckled perch come off your lake?
Well, the biggest one we weighed 3 pounds, 2 ounces.
Wow.
Good gosh.
That's a bruiser.
Yeah, that's one of those, when you get it on the end of that fiberglass pole, you got to do some finessing. It ain't yanking him up out of the water.
Yeah, wow.
And it was on jigs, the custom jigs we make, which once we reopen, we'll offer them outside the store now because we have the copyright on the name now. So we are going to offer them outside the store.
Very nice.
We might have to try to get them over here at G5. I know Southeastern Tackle, they were interested in putting them on their shelf, but I know you was reluctant last year because apparently you got your patent and everything in place. So don't be so stingy and secretive with them now.
Yeah, don't want nobody stealing that idea, man. You can't blame him for that.
Well, and last year when he did give me those jigs to try out, it was one of them, kind of.
Yeah, did you ever see any of them jigs, Braden?
Nope.
Well, whenever I was using them, Doug was in the back of the boat, and I was pulling them fish in. That's why I say I've always just been in Aberdeen with a minnow.
I've never seen pictures. You can't prove that.
So I was catching them, and it was one of them things, the typical stuff. He wasn't using the jig because I didn't give him one yet, and he was throwing the minnow right there where I was pulling them straight up out of the reeds, and it was done. And I was like, well, the next thing I know, he done took a trip to Lake Maddie to see Freddie, and he got his own.
Yep. I'll fix you.
But it was one of the things. I was sworn to secrecy.
Mm. Well, not anymore. Well, now that it'll be over. We'll have to talk to the boys over here at G5, man. We can maybe carry them over here in the store.
Yep.
All righty.
All right, Freddie. Awesome. Well, thanks for the time. Merry Christmas, man. I'm glad you're doing what you survived the storm and getting everything back in the rebuild. And we look forward to seeing the store. I know it had the cleanest bathroom. Now it sounds like it's a little moldy, but you'll have it in order when we get there.
There you go.
Yep.
Y'all have a great Christmas and a happy new year.
Yeah,
catch you, Freddie.
You know, speaking of fishing, we do have to say congratulations to our very own Big and Wild sponsored Strawberry Crest team. Last weekend, fishing in the big giant Bobby Lane tournament out there, they did really good. Second place. I mean, overall, come on, man, out of like it seemed like 10,000 kids that were out there.
I don't know how many was participating, but that's a large event. Bobby Lane does a great job of putting that tournament together.
Yep.
Just a local guy that's been blessed with fishing in his early years, and it's paying off for him as a career. And
yeah, he lives,
super nice guy.
He lives down the block from me, actually. Nice, good family, nice people.
Right.
And he gives back to the community.
Well, Jonathan, John North and Russell Butler, they came in second place overall. They did get beat out by George Jenkins High School. But Strawberry Crest, congratulations. They had, I guess, a net weight of 18.27 pounds. The winner was 22.37. So that's a pretty good haul.
That's a big gap. Yeah, they did great. And I will say my alumni, I didn't do too bad. They came in third. Plant City High School. Hey, you know, that's good. These are young programs and here in Hillsborough County. Strawberry Crest was one of the first. Is actually the first high school in Hillsborough County to get bass clubs started to where they could participate in the state level of fishing and the high school program. Right. Then it was Plant City and Durant. So give them credit for those kids and the parents that put it together, because it's not one of those functions that the high school or the Hillsborough County School Board just here's you some money, here's the program. It's all funded by donations and commitment by the parents and people to donate the boat and put these kids on the water. So
yeah.
It was amazing. Maddie, Stephanie's second daughter, goes to Plant City, and one of her friends just received a full scholarship to fish. And they're all like, are you kidding me?
Well, we also have to say congratulations to Austin New and Jack, also on the Strawberry Crest, too. They actually placed as well. So it wasn't that bad. Strawberry Crest all the way around, man. Did really, really good at the Bobby Lane cleaning up. That's our boys. You'll see them. They're wearing that Big and Wild jersey, baby. It's the Big and Wild Outdoors. We're broadcasting live at G5 Feed and Outdoors. Come by. It's open. Everybody's coming in. They're going to be getting great deals, and they're going to leave nothing for you. So you better hurry up and get here now. We also are brought to you by Load Runner Trailers. We'll take a fast break. Go play with the elk. We'll be back.
The Big and Wild Outdoor Safety Tips are brought to you by Sims Cranes, Florida's leader in safe, comprehensive vertical access solutions.
Here's this week's Sims Cranes Outdoor Safety Tips. Keep your family and friends safe on the water. Have an equipment checklist and be prepared before you're on the boat. Check local weather conditions before your trip. Designate an assistant skipper who is familiar with operating the vessel in case the boat operator or captain is injured. Always leave a float plan of where you're going and how long you're going to be gone with someone on shore. Use life jackets that fit each person properly before launching your vessel. Avoid alcohol. Studies show alcohol effects are even worse in the sun and wind. Learn to swim. The Red Cross and others offer training for all ages in your area. Take a boating course and get educated. Be prepared for any situation. Also, get a free vessel safety check from the U.S. Coast Guard. They'll check out your boat and make helpful recommendations. Sims Cranes, helping you stay safe on Florida's waters.
The Big and Wild Outdoor Safety Tips are brought to you by Sims Cranes, Florida's leader in safe, comprehensive vertical access solutions.
You need a trailer? Load Runner Trailers on North Falkenberg Road has any kind of trailer you're looking for. Cargo trailers, dump trailers, enclosed trailers, gooseneck trailers, car haulers, all aluminum or motorcycle haulers, or any other type of trailer you might be looking for. Load Runner Trailers has over 150 trailers to fit your every need. Load Runner Trailers knows that you have a lot of choices when leasing or buying a trailer, and they'll work their wheels off to make sure you have the best trailer buying experience possible and get the best price every time on all models. Financing also available for qualified buyers on leasing programs on all Load Runner Trailers, because your satisfaction is Load Runner's highest priority. Load Runner Trailers is a high quality brand that's well known for their rugged, durable trailers and haulers that last. You need a trailer? Choose Load Runner Trailers, the established trailer dealer who will meet your every trailer need. Stop in and see them at 3110 North Falkenberg Road in Tampa, or check out their inventory at loadrunnertrailers.com.
Hunting never stops in Florida, so you need to make Al's Wild Meat in Riverview your full-time, full-service deer and hog processor. Al's Wild Meats will custom cut your game any way you like it, including a variety of sausage options, like traditional ground breakfast, link, or smoked, plus some of the best jalapeno cheddar summer sausage, snack sticks, and deer bacon on the planet. Al and his wife Christine pride themselves in making sure you're getting your own harvest back just the way you want it, and always vacuum sealed, labeled, frozen, and back in your freezer fast. Al's Wild Meat, right off I-75 on Simmons Ranch Court in Riverview, on Facebook or online, alswildmeatprocessing.com. If you've ever traveled down West Highway 92 near Plant City, you've probably passed or maybe stopped in the Hay Exchange. But have you stopped in lately? When Bill Glisson and family opened operations in 1995, he focused on providing excellent customer service when brokering high-quality hays to dealerships across Central Florida. In response to demands from customers, a full line of animal feeds and animal care products were added. Today, you'll still find high-end feeds and hay, but you'll also find much more to help you enjoy the great outdoors. Big Green Eggs, Yeti Coolers, Cajun Fryers, Ocean Kayaks, just a few of the must-haves to enjoy outdoor living. The Hay Exchange offers a full line of outdoor cookers, sauces, marinades, seasonings, and accessories. If you're planning a summertime barbecue, make sure to stop in and stock up on supplies. While you're in the store, make sure you check out the full line of Yeti Coolers. You'll be amazed at how long ice will keep your contents cold, even during extreme Florida summertime heat. And what better way to enjoy Florida's beaches, lakes, and rivers than aboard a fishing or sport kayak? Now at the lowest prices of the year. Stop by 4950 West U.S. Highway 92 in Plant City and speak to one of the expert customer service team members. Or visit thehayexchange.com to learn more about how they can provide more for you and more for your animals.
Welcome in, everybody. It is the Big and Wild Outdoors, broadcasting live this morning out at G5 Feed and Outdoors. Come on by and check out some great deals on some great products for Christmas. If you're looking for a brand new ATV, we've got Easy Go, Arctic Cat, all that kind of bad boy buggies. They're all in here, and they have great deals going on all of them. So if you want to save yourself about $500 in accessories and all that kind of good stuff, you need to come in and check them out.
And they have the accessories here.
And the accessories for today would be, I want a roof and a windshield for that side by side.
I'm definitely going to go talk to them about a windshield.
Yeah, get yourself some Thermasol. I used to sell them Thermasol over at the Hay Exchange when I was a rep.
Yeah, they got them here.
These are good people here, right?
Yeah, they got plenty of Yeti stuff in there as well. I'm sure a lot of it's on sale in there.
Green egg.
Green egg stuff. If you're looking for cooking and the Cajun Express smoker, that thing I'm just mesmerized by.
The fryers, everything.
Yeah, I mean, any of that kind of cooking stuff, outdoor stuff, if you want to take a look. If you haven't been to the store, even if you're not really in the mood for shopping, you still need to come by and check it out. It's brand new. It hasn't been open very long, and it's gorgeous. I was sitting here listening. William Sullivan's out here hanging out this morning.
Yeah, he showed up.
And Carlos and everybody, and everybody's like going, man, this looks like the Cabela's out of Nebraska. You know, this looks like the Bass Pro Shop in Springfield. Oh, you know, this looks like everything. And they're sitting there saying everything about comparing it to all the other outdoor stores. And this one, I will say, the difference is it not only is it brand new, but this is family-owned and operated. This is a store that's run by family. So everybody that's here locally is treated the same way, and that way you get treated the same way. It's not a big giant corporation that's in here making deals and all that kind of stuff. These people want to work with you one-on-one inside this building and give you the best in products and the best in service and the best deals
and
possible.
You actually have some experience here.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's the same way, and I tell you, it's a beautiful place. You need to come by and check it out today. It's gorgeous. They're bringing out the ATVs right now. Got the Altairis.
We got Toby on the
line. I guess Glenn's got a phone call or something over there. Were you going to answer your phone?
We got Toby on the line. Toby Benoit.
No one said anything about Toby. Yeah, he's over there picking up his cell phone.
You were talking, like always.
I'm sorry. So. talk show.
All right.
Who would have known?
Bring him in.
Good morning, Toby. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. How are y'all this morning?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Toby?
I just giving y'all a call this morning and say howdy. You showing us a bit of cold weather?
Yep, it's pretty cold. How are you guys up there?
Yeah, sitting up here in Citrus Management here about to freeze to death.
Well, I know I have a buddy of mine who's up there hunting this weekend in Citrus as well, so I know he was taking a couple. His daughter, I think, was hunting with him today. So I hope that the weather breaks gives you guys an opportunity for a good weekend of hunting. How's it looking up there? I mean, you seen anything in this weather movement?
Nah, I haven't seen a thing. It's cold and wet, and even the squirrels ain't going to come out this morning.
Well, you must be doing something wrong because we got Chuck Ishnawaga. He's out there killing hogs right now this morning. Got one down on the ground already, Tobe.
Oh, man, I'm a little bit jealous. I ain't going to lie. Well,
you better get on it, man. Quit. You got to get up and move around a little bit, man.
Yeah, you need some stuff for that new column you got.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you're back in the outdoor writing world, man. You can't be doing that sitting around there waiting for squirrels to show you where old deer are.
No, I got to learn to be a little bit more proactive.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, listen, I heard tell that you're going to be coming up with some big giant coyote wipeout thing going on up at Citrus. Is that coming up soon?
That'll be coming up on January 27th.
Okay.
And that'll be next month. And, yeah, we're gonna put a hurting on these coyotes up here. Just, you know, the whole state's just about overrun with coyotes, and our public lands most especially are just getting eat up by the doggone things. And FWC is not being very proactive at all in the management of the predators. You know, they're doing a lot of great work trying to preserve the deer herd and help them grow all across Florida, especially on our public lands. But until they start addressing the issue of the coyotes, they're really not going to get anywhere. They're just spinning their wheels.
Well, that's, you know, Toby, my hunting in other states around the country here, it doesn't seem to be a big concern from the outdoors person to one person in the woods sitting in the stands or doing the hunting. We see the concerns and we share the same concerns and ideas, but it doesn't seem like the officials over each state, they don't see the urgency to implement some kind of control or some kind of even the word bounty. I mean,
well, we need to take it upon ourselves, and that's what Toby's doing. You know, that's the first annual right there. I mean, hopefully a lot of people turn out.
Yeah.
And I may show up too. I don't know if I can.
If
I can
make it. The schedule's right, yeah. I'll be there.
Well, the schedule's right, I'll be there.
I think we might have a remote scheduled for that weekend, but we'll see. But I tell you what. The one bad thing, the reason why the FWC doesn't want to get involved in it, anytime, Toby, you know this as well as any of us, anytime you see a large-scale predator hunt with prizes involved or anything else like that, what's the first thing that happens?
The protests.
And, I mean, they get hounded on, and the FWC, you know, they'll get called bloodlusters and, you know, guys who want blood sport, and this is what they do, and this, that, and the other thing. And I think that the only way you're going to get it done is, like Carlos pointed out, is that you do it.
Take the bull by the horn.
Take the bull by your horn. Yep. Do it yourself, because I know Toby personally. We all do here at this table.
Yep.
And I guarantee you, he could give two shakes behind a bush that PETA's going to come out there and protest him.
Nope.
I mean, he doesn't care.
Well, the political side of it
exactly.
does.
Exactly.
And it goes with the – was it in Arizona or New Mexico where they had the gun store did a coyote contest whatever it was.
Death threats and everything else out there. It's crazy.
They were overwhelmed and legal action was taken. People were trying to shut it down and boycott. But they didn't cave in. They had their second annual. I've not heard anything about a third.
Good for them. But, you know, these people, you know, I understand to a degree, but, you know, you go to any neighborhood, you see posted signs for a pet, you know, with a reward for a cat or a little dog missing. They're not missing. Fluffy got eaten.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happened.
Well, you know? I look at it this way. I've kind of figured out something, Toby, about the FWC. When we started calling for the Burmese python, we wanted to do a hunt. We came up with the idea of, you know, giving out T-shirts or maybe giving a reward or something like that. And through the channels, you know, it happened. Someone heard it, listened to the show, and actually took a bull by the horns. And then next thing you know, after it started publicly, privately, then all of a sudden they jumped on board. The lionfish, guys were doing tournaments. Guys were going out, killing them by the buckets full,
yep.
doing all that stuff. Then all of a sudden, FWC jumped on board. It took somebody in the private sector like you to get it started, and then once it sees, and you take all the heat, Then the FWC will come jumping in and go, oh, hey, we can help you out with some of this and help you out with some of that.
Toby could take some heat, let me tell you.
Well,
he's the right person for this. He knows.
Toby would enjoy something like that.
Coming back now with the Citrus County Crime, the reason that I had to leave my column before is they asked me to because many hookers in the feed of people about hunting and trapping in the newspaper.
Right.
And I told them at that time, wasn't him. Notorious achievement is chopping up the daggum zucchini. You know, if they want to fuss and bluster, let them. It didn't faze me. But we got a new sports editor now, Matt Sifton with the Chronicle. He's on board with my column. Welcome me back with open arms and having a great time back for the Chronicle again. Now, it's a great platform as well as the opportunities to speak with you guys on the air about pushing forth this coyote control. This has got to happen.
You know, I saw a thing. I watch Anthony, not Anthony Bourdain. Who's the guy that eats some weird stuff all the time? The bald-headed guy travels all over the world.
Zimmerman.
Yep. I watched him do a thing about New York, and I didn't know this, but upstate New York, they eat coyotes in New York.
Not when I was there.
They actually had restaurants. Native Americans and the Puerto Ricans, all that stuff. They have this. It's a delicacy, and they'll go up there, and this guy would go up to upstate New York and get all these coyotes that people were shooting because they're predator control. They wanted the hides, and then he's like, dude, that's like 60 pounds of meat you're just throwing away. And then he would take them back down to New York, and they're selling and they're eating them like crazy. Yeah.
And, well, if you don't know what you're eating, I guess it's all good.
On the ranches in northern Montana, I would save all the carcasses and carry them up to the Absaluka Reservation. The Crow Indians, they eat the heck out of them. So rather than just let it go to waste, I'd save all the meat and take it up there.
That's what I mean. The Native Americans up there, I mean, they got great recipes for coyote.
Yeah.
And then he ate it and was like, man, this stuff is awesome. It's delicious.
How hungry are you?
Well, I like hot dogs.
Well, I guess Toby could probably, with a Country Carnivores cookbook, he could certainly find a nice little recipe in there for some coyote. Sure, why not?
Absolutely.
Well, you know what? As we get closer to it, Toby, we're going to need to get more information about it, that's for sure. And I know that the public's going to be invited to this. This is not one of those, super secret club type things. Anybody with a decent AR and a good eye. I mean, we want to get you out there in Citrus. I think you're going to be meeting up at Holder Mine, which was an old swimming hole of mine. And get out there, get her done, and go see if we can't kill like 100 of them things in a day. That'd be awesome.
Yep. Help the deer herd and turkeys.
Yeah. Well, we got to take a break, Toby, but we'll talk more about it a little bit later on as we get closer. We are the Big and Wild Outdoors. We are brought to you by the great folks out of G5 Outdoors, where we're broadcasting live today, and also the good and fabulous folks over at Load Runner Trailers. Go check them out over there today.
Hornady continues to build and enhance the Precision Hunter line of ammunition with an array of new loads that feature the revolutionary ELDX bullet with heat shield tip.
Precision Hunter is one of the most successful ammo launches we've had. The original mission of Precision Hunter Ammunition was for you to be able to extend your range. It was extremely successful, and you guys have spoken.
The new Precision Hunter loads include the 25-06 Remington, 257 Weatherby Mag, 6.5 PRC, 270 WSM, 280 Ackley Improved, 7mm WSM, 338 Win Mag, and the 338 Lapua. Precision Hunter is factory loaded, truly match accurate ammunition with Doppler radar verified best in class BCs, featuring excellent conventional range performance as well as the best extended range terminal performance available. Precision Hunter ammunition. Extend your range and never compromise at any distance.
Did you know the biggest Ford truck dealer in the entire southeastern United States is right here, close to you? Which dealership? The answer shouldn't surprise you. Brandon Ford is the largest volume F-Series truck dealer in the Southeast, and the numbers don't lie. Brandon Ford sells more F-150s, more Super Duties, more lifted trucks, 4x4s, and diesels. And when a dealership sells more, there's always a reason, like the guaranteed lowest Ford truck prices, or one of the largest Ford truck inventories in America, with over 500 trucks available and on sale, or their award-winning sales team with years of experience who knows these trucks inside and out.
Every day when businesses or customers need a truck, they choose Brandon Ford because Brandon Ford stocks more, sells more, and sells for less. So when you're ready for a truck, come see us at Highway 60 and 301 in Tampa, the largest volume Ford F-Series dealer in the entire southeastern United States. 24/7 at BrandonFord.com. If you want to pay less for a Ford truck, that's our business.
Hey, this is Jonathan. Most of you know me as the co-host of Big and Wild, but I also want to talk to you about my shop, Arrowhead Archery. We're one of the oldest shops in the country and stock brands from Prime, Matthews, Hoyt, Obsession, and PSE. We also have all the accessories to outfit your equipment, plus a level 3 instructor for our youth and adult programs, and regular league nights for everyone. Check us out at 10818 East US Highway 92, Tampa, Florida, arrowheadarcheryshop.com, and our phone number is 813-621-4279. Stop by and see us.
Sign Parrot is celebrating 10 great years of service in the Tampa Bay area. And to show their appreciation, Sign Parrot is inviting everyone to their big 10th anniversary celebration Friday, January 27th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. with lots of entertainment, food and beverages, just their way to say thank you and unveil their new building wrap design. Sign Parrot has always provided the best in service and products, making them the go-to provider for banners, large format printing, business cards, flyers and brochures. But they also design and fabricate custom three-dimensional signs and lettering, interior and exterior floor and wall wraps, three-dimensional wall wraps, and freestanding custom cutouts, all in their UASG certified installation facility. Everyone's invited, so come on out and see for yourself during Sign Parrot's 10th anniversary party, Friday, January 27th, 10 to 4 at 6400 East Columbus Drive in Tampa. Visit signparrot.com.
When aviation is in your blood, you learn how to fly. When your family serves, you learn the meaning of hard work. And when you're born with a name that stands for power, performance, and precision engineering, you damn well better make the family proud. We are Textron Off-Road. Backed by the name that builds some of the most advanced machines in the world, we create off-road vehicles that help America's hardest workers get the job done. Side-by-sides and ATVs that are built with a work ethic, a wild streak, and a relentless pursuit of adventure. With suspension and handling that make the toughest trails a walk in the park. And with the precision, reliability, and American manufacturing. Welcome to the family. Welcome to Textron Off-Road.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. And if you've ever seen my very lengthy blooper video, well, you know, I've had my share of mishaps. Because of that, you can take it from me that one thing I always take very seriously is boating safety. For instance, here's something as simple as it can be that saves the lives of countless boaters every year. A lanyard. I highly recommend you wear one of these every time your boat is running. All you have to do is hook the loose end of the lanyard to your PFD. It'll stop your outboard instantly if you should accidentally fall overboard or be thrown from your boat during a collision. Be sure to give your lanyard a field test to make sure it's working like it's supposed to. Your life and that of your boating partner could depend on.
Hey, this Big and Wild Outdoors broadcasting from G5
Now, that's
outdoors.
The hay feed next door.
We're at G5 Outdoors. But
outdoors.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Are we in the big time now when we got Bill Dance doing PSAs on our show?
It's all in who Glenn Kinman knows.
Tennessee.
He
Tennessee
and Bill go way back.
Yeah. Way.
Glenn and Bill go way back.
No, that would be my dad. Way back.
Hey,
Didn't you teach him how to fish?
Yeah,
Glenn taught him how to fish.
No, that's not correct.
One of his good buddies, Mr. Tillis, used to go to our church. So.
Yeah, I mean, Bill Dance's been around. He's a good guy, man. We appreciate the little PSA jobber. That's awesome, man.
One of my favorite fishermen.
Yeah, and a good guy, too. All-around good guy.
Yes, he is.
Hey, listen, if you're looking for some stuff, great Christmas gifts, I know that G5 Outdoors can probably fill a little bit of the stuff that you got on your list out there, especially if you're looking for a new ATV or a side-by-side or something like that, but also, you know, the smaller stuff. Glenn pointed out last hour that they have one of the largest, if not the largest, selection of Case pocket knives in the state of Florida. I mean, right here, it's beautiful. It's in the middle of the store. And they also have Country Grind, you know, Zach Brown Band's, you know, line of knives and stuff like that in there. Got some fishing stuff in there as well. And if you're into equine or you own a dog or a cat or anything like that, you can come in and get the proper feed and nutrition for all those critters as well. And as Carlos likes to point out, they have plenty of Thermacell products in there.
They'll fit in the stocking pretty good, but that's one of those things we hope we don't need in the next couple of weeks. To give us a break is those Thermacell mosquito repellents. But with Doug up there, I asked him the question, sitting in his cold stand, freezing, if his feet was cold, and he says, yes, they're frozen along with my face and my fingers. So,
but are mosquitoes eating him up out
negative.
There? No.
I told him he needed to get the pair of those heated insoles and some Altera socks, and he asked me if I could deliver them to him. He could use them right now.
I tell you, I'm loving the fact that all those areas, even down to Texas and Louisiana, I mean, the Lord works in mysterious ways, because all those areas, if you remember, have been getting eat up with, you know, new diseases from ticks. They're not burning like they used to. You know, they're not keeping those numbers down, all that kind of stuff. And then you have to rely on companies like Thermacell to come up with, you know, those tick bait traps and all that kind of stuff. And I think with the cold weather, these cold blasts that come through here, hopefully it'll start getting some stuff back in balance a little bit. You know what I mean? Wow. Get some of that, you know, that chronic wasting back down in the ground. Get it out, you know, out of the animals and
Well, and you talk about the tick deal.
It's a great renewal.
You know, Carson and the guys from Final Draw that were behind us at the Big Buck Expo.
Yeah.
One of the guys on the show had it, and unfortunately now Carson had it, or I guess he got it. There's a Lyme disease you get from the ticks that now he cannot eat red meat.
Oh, yeah, that protein. It makes you can't break it down properly.
Well, I can just go on record as saying if I ever get that disease, y'all feel free to put me down.
Oh, man. You know, Thermacell sells these little tick tubes.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, you put them around, and what happens is it's like these. It's infused into the cotton, so actually the mice, which are the first carriers usually, they take that and line their little nests, and they take it back, and it kills it before it even starts. And
yeah.
It's very inexpensive. People, you know, if you have field mice, which most people do around your property.
If you have woods.
Just set them around in the garage, you know, in your shed, you know, in your outhouse, whatever. You know, just put them around and, you know, it'll kind of take care of itself. It's a good preventative.
So would you want the rats or do you want the ticks?
Well, the mice will be taken care of by the owls and everything else. It's the disease part that is the horrible part, and that's what I'm saying. Getting those parts of that haven't seen snow in how many years? I mean, seriously?
Well, I just showed you that picture from Billy, the place in Georgia.
Was that Georgia?
Lake Lanier, I believe, in Georgia.
Yeah? Well, so. I mean, even, like I said, my dad in Shreveport, all the way down into Baton Rouge, they've got, you know, snow on the ground. So hopefully it stays there for a while, kills some of those ticks, knocks those mosquitoes back down, and helps to knock down some of these, you know, diseases that have been kicking up like crazy over the past couple of years.
Well, and you talk about, like, I mean, it was like Toby with the last phone call with the Coyotes. There's so much stuff that, and I'll be perfectly honest with you, I feel sorry sometimes for the FWC because, to your point, Braden, that you made, there's a lot of this stuff that they can't take the lead on, I guess you could say.
Right.
And without taking the fire. And my thing is it's just, why is there so much in education on the subject of, like, coyotes? Okay, yeah, I like coyotes. They're great. They're beautiful animals. But when there's more predators than there is prey,
something's going to start suffering.
You need a proper balance. Me, I can't control myself. If I'm deer hunting or hog hunting and a coyote swings by,
oh, he's done.
That's a dead coyote. I don't care about taking the shot because 5 minutes later, the woods are quiet again and it's all good.
And it goes back to, I mean, the burning, you know, talking about the burning for the ticks and for all the other stuff. It's just, there's so many of these management practices that I would love to sit down with some of these people and say, do you really understand what you're talking about?
They don't.
I mean,
it's like, look at, my son was asking me about California. You know, I got a sister out there in the valley out in Fresno, and, you know, they were getting some smoke and some stuff like that. And I said, That's what happens when you don't burn anything.
Then how many years has all that stuff
decades,
been sitting there?
Man, not year. I mean, decades.
Yeah.
That, you know, those liberals out there, they don't want it to burn because it's not right, and they want to let it just get overgrown, and then the fire gets so hot that it actually kills the trees that it's supposed to be supporting, like pine trees.
Yeah, exactly.
That people don't know can't reproduce without fire. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's the simple things. But, you know, speaking of the coyotes and population, if you haven't seen the viral video, it's all over Facebook and everywhere else. The actor Michael Rapaport, you know, he put up a video of a coyote carrying off a cat in his neighborhood out in Hollywood, out in California. And he's screaming, and he's, you know, got profanity, and, you know, he's I mean, he's screaming like a little girl. He's like, "Ow, oh, I can't believe it." And the thing is they're not out there eating all the deer. They're out there eating Fluffy and everything else that you put out in the backyard.
They're opportunistic. They're going to take advantage of whatever they can.
And the problem is that, like any predator, as long as there's large amounts of food available, they'll make more and more babies. That's how nature works.
Yep.
When you see does, that's why we talk about with Horn Max. If they're getting the proper nutrition and they're getting the food and the minerals that they need, they're not having single babies. They're not having single. They're having triplets. So nature works that way, and it goes with the coyotes. If there's plenty of cats in the neighborhood, then they don't have to chase them down and drag down a deer or anything like that. They're eating like kings, but man, and making babies all over the place.
I've seen a bunch of videos where people have those long leashes that are like 20 feet with a little dog, and they're walking, and a coyote runs out and grabs it, and luckily they're holding on, you know, because if not, it'll just drag them right off into the
woods. But the bad part about it is I've heard of just as many incidents of the same thing, and then the coyote will actually turn on the person. And what do you do then?
You let go of the leash. it's like trolling. Here you go. I'm going to go ahead and drop it, and you go ahead and take Fluffy. I'll go to the shelter and get a new one. But the thing is what people don't understand is, like, over in Pinellas County and all that kind of stuff, as long as these, you know, little Miss Jenkins is letting the cat out down the neighborhood and letting them all out, they're just putting food out on the table for these things. And I actually wrote on that video, I said, you know, you can't blame the player when you're handing him the ball, and that's exactly what they're doing. You let that cat out, and you let him run around the neighborhood, you're putting him right out there as feed.
That cat to them is just like a rabbit, raccoon, anything.
And if you don't think nature's fierce when it comes to that stuff, go to our Facebook page. Go to the Big and Wild Facebook page. I posted a video up there. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but a wolverine attacking a caribou. I mean, we're talking about a wolverine, a thing that weighs maybe 50, 60 pounds. And this thing is taking
part of the honey badger family.
Dude, I mean, he doesn't give up. This thing is kicking his butt. That caribou, that elk is throwing him all over the place, and he's right back on his head. Going to town, man.
Yep.
And that's how it works. And God bless Toby for getting this thing started. I know he's been screaming about it for years, and now he's going to get up there and do it. And I think the one up at Citrus Management Area is just a start. Because once it catches on up there and people start spreading it out, go, you know, we need to go do this in Upper Hillsboro. Let's go do this over here. Let's go do it in Tide Swamp. And then it's all over the place.
You start to get a handle on it.
Yeah, exactly. We need to do a big and wild one.
Well, you know.
I'm going to stick. Right now, I'm letting Toby test the waters, and I'm going to stick to the
fish tournament. You got them at your place, not too far from where you
are. I'm weighing coyotes. And feral cats everywhere. Coyotes, feral cats, and the cat population is down. So,
So
right now it's good.
Coyote population is up.
Balance, baby, balance.
They've almost evened out. All right, we got to take a fast break. We are the Big and Wild Outdoors, broadcasting live out here at G5 Outdoors. G5 Feeding Outdoors. Got the doors open. Come by and see us today. Great deals on great products. And, of course, we'd like to thank the great folks out at Load Runner Trailers as well. We're having a great day out here in the cool and the rain. Come by and shake a hand, say hi. We are the Big and Wild Outdoors. We'll take a fast one and be right back.
Hunters and collectors know when it comes to firearms, service, and hard-to-find ammo, Deer Hunter Guns on Gulf to Bay is Tampa's go-to shop. For over 23 years, Deer Hunter Guns has always been the place to find knives, antique, and collectible firearms, plus rows and rows of new firearms. Deer Hunter Guns will buy, sell, trade, repair, or appraise all types of firearms and answer any questions about any firearm or product. Call Deer Hunter Guns today at 727-724-9038 or check them out online at deerhunterguns.com.
The family-owned and operated Hay Exchange at 4950 West US 92 in Plant City began a small wholesale hay distributor back in 1995 and today is one of the largest distributors of hay in Florida. But in the last 5 years, the Hay Exchange has expanded their business to not only feed the animals, but also to feed the lifestyles of their customers. The Hay Exchange is an authorized dealer for some of the most recognized brands of outdoor folks, including Case Knives, The Big Green Egg, Yeti Coolers, Cajun Fryers, Ocean Brand Kayaks, and Old Town Canoes. And with football season in full swing, the Hay Exchange is the go-to place to stock up on sauces, marinades, and seasonings, plus Yeti Coolers and The Big Green Eggs. They're perfect for any tailgating or football parties. Check it all out at thehayexchange.com or stop in today, 9450 West Highway 92 in Plant City, and you'll see that the Hay Exchange is more than just your corner feed store.
You need a trailer? Load Runner Trailers on North Falkenberg Road has any kind of trailer you're looking for. Cargo trailers, dump trailers, enclosed trailers, gooseneck trailers, car haulers, all aluminum or motorcycle haulers, or any other type of trailer you might be looking for. Load Runner Trailers has over 150 trailers to fit your every need. Load Runner Trailers knows that you have a lot of choices when leasing or buying a trailer, and they'll work their wheels off to make sure you have the best trailer buying experience possible and get the best price every time on all models. Financing also available for qualified buyers on leasing programs on all Load Runner Trailers, because your satisfaction is Load Runner's highest priority. Load Runner Trailers is a high quality brand that's well known for their rugged, durable trailers and haulers that last. You need a trailer? Choose Load Runner Trailers, the established trailer dealer who will meet your every trailer need. Stop in and see them at 3110 North Falkenberg Road in Tampa, or check out their inventory at loadrunnertrailers.com.
Sportsman's Alliance, our heritage, our fight. Protecting hunting from coast to coast.
Did you know that Florida ranks first in number of sportsmen and anglers with 3.15 million that spend $5.9 billion a year supporting over 94,000 jobs? Did you know that sportsmen and women contribute nearly 8 million to the economy every single day, adding more than 2.9 billion every year for conservation? Just another fun fact showing how sportsmen and women are helping make a difference.
Sportsman's Alliance, our heritage, our fight. Protecting hunting from coast to coast.
Good man, I'm glad. Ben Johnson, what are you eating? Is that venison? Venison casserole,
chicken.
Chicken. That's the other.
We're not at his shop, because if we were over at Arrowhead, we'd be indulging in that high protein venison cheese, whatever luscious, lovely casserole that he makes.
I can see he brought the sausage and the casserole for the chicken dinner, and he brought us the turkey. But we are Big and Wild Outdoors, broadcasting live this morning. We're just sharing our off-air conversation.
Sorry.
Just sharing, life continues, even when we're not on air.
Yeah, it does.
But during the break, though, Braden, I did bring up the fact that a concern that's out there that's been going on for some time was the Savage, I guess it's the ML-10.
Yeah.
The ML-10 2 black powder. A gun that apparently has had some issues with the barrel exploding, with some injuries caused, and they still haven't 100% said that it was manufacturer or metal that caused the issue itself. But I know a couple of people have said that it's metal fatigue. Some of it is due to just excessive use. But what is excessive use on a muzzle loader anymore?
I mean, you don't go to the range and shoot it a lot.
With my night, I expect to have that thing for many, many years. I keep it cleaned and stored properly when it's not being used, and then whenever I go out, I load it and I put about 80 grains into it and put my
80.
Yeah, ain't much.
Exactly.
I'm 150.
I'm a 95er for me, but I'm using 3F. I was using real black powder, so I wasn't using
750, yeah. Baby. But bring
about,
it on.
That's what I'm saying.
But 150
I put about 80 in it because I'm not shooting long range, and it really my pattern for the gun itself.
Are you using a soft lead bullet or are you using a modern bullet?
It's a soft lead.
Okay. Well, that you know, that's not too bad.
So but I get consistent patterning out of it at 50, 70 yards, because
you know, here in Florida, you do have some opportunity for a longer shot, but most of the time it's under 50.
I'm loading for 200 yards minimum. That's what I'm doing. I get the thumbs up from John.
150 grains, baby.
I'm loading up for 200 yards. That's what. But I'm also using a Sabo bullet. You know, it's a modern copper jacketed thing. So
I prefer the Hornady's.
Yeah, the Hornady's or the Red Hots or those kinds of things. They you know, they work really well that way. But if you're using a soft lead at 80 grains, that's all good. It's all good. You can actually shoot the gun, set it down, wait a second, watch the bullet hit, and then wait for the sound to come back. It's all good. Well, it's like kaboom.
Wait for it.
Whop, wait for it. Whoop. Okay, I hit him. Yay! And while you're still loading up again, it's all good.
But again, it's what I'm comfortable with, how it works. But anyway, get to the thing. With this situation that's taking place, do you think it could be operator error that's maybe putting too much charge in the barrel?
For me, I look at it from the standpoint, I kind of, because obviously having a store myself with the archery equipment and everything else, and people come in with things that are broken, and of course the first thing that the equipment failed. Well, then you start, and I don't want to use the word interrogating them, but you start asking questions and you find out, well, actually the arrow I shot had a crack in the nock or something. And you know, and when I see something like that, would I say that the product, yeah, anything man-made is going to fail, but I've seen 100 times, and you can back this up working in a gun shop, that how many times have you seen it to where instead of 150 grains of powder, let's see what it does with 200 grains of powder.
It's a stainless barrel. It'll help it. But now, two things I can tell you. As bad as it is, and every manufacturer tells you not to, people using rifle powder, smokeless type powder, not pellets, but rifle powder like Hotchkins and things like that, is getting to be more popular. Especially with modern bullets, that they're Sabo and a lot of those things where they're using ballistic tip bullets and things like that, that they can use for that and get almost the same velocities as you can out of a modern rifle, which is not good. And now the manufacturer is also saying that it's a stainless barrel. People sometimes take advantage of that, thinking in their minds that it's stronger than regular steel and that they double it up. And this is what the manufacturer is saying. And they're also saying that you would not believe how many times people forget that they already put a round down there and then put another one on top of it.
Cool.
Well, and, you know, and now you're double loading it, and, you know, you fire it off, and you got a bullet slamming into a bullet and then slamming into powder, and it's compression and blowing up and doing that kind of thing.
When you use a muzzleloader and you come up with your charge, put a little notch in your
stick,
ramrod,
right,
and you know if it's not down to your notch, if it either went down too far or it didn't go down far enough, something's wrong. Something is wrong.
You either don't have it pushed all the way down, packed in correctly, or you've done something that you shouldn't have done.
And I don't believe you can put too much black powder down a gun. I really don't.
Well, a lot of people have said that. Black powder, you're talking about black powder, though.
Correct. Even 777 or any of these black powder substitutes, they act like black powder. And the way it fires off, I think all you're going to do is blow out unspent powder down your barrel.
You will.
It's not, you know.
It'll just push it out. It'll ignite what's behind it and then push out everything out of the barrel. It doesn't ignite all at one time.
Correct.
Like it does with modern ammunition. I mean, it goes off like an explosion.
Yeah.
Whereas black powder burns, as everybody knows, at a slower rate. You know, the higher the number is, you know, if you go to a 1 or a 2F, I mean, that stuff is really slow. 3 is a little slower, and then, of course, 4 is, you know, almost like flash powder. But even then, if you loaded an entire, they say, if you loaded an entire barrel with black powder, put a patch over the end of it and pull the trigger, it would just blow everything out of it. The gun would not explode. So,
and I can tell you from experience, it didn't.
Well, let me ask you this, Braden. If you had this particular model gun, they quit making them in 2010, but, you know, it's like me. Everybody hangs on to it because you buy something with the anticipation and expectation that it's going to be there for you to pass down to whoever you want.
Or they'll find out that it wasn't your particular model. You don't want to get rid of a perfectly good gun.
The thing is, if they're having multiple failures from multiple different people, there's probably something wrong with the gun.
Well, at this point in time, there's only two that has been you know, they've had several concerns and complaints, but only two that has resulted in an injury. And so, therefore, that, you know, well, when you get an injury, there's always somebody ready to take it to the next level.
Well, you got to give Savage credit because the first reports came in 2009, okay, and they only made the gun for literally for a year before they said, you know, hang on, let's go back, do some testing and check it out. We're getting, you know, some reports that these things are blowing up. Let's stop making them. Let's, you know, they didn't just keep spitting them out there and putting thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of them out there. So the numbers of them out there are still, you know, pretty much low, you know. But they're kind of at a point now where they're dealing with these lawsuits that they have now, and then hopefully they won't have any in the future if they find out it was not done by the metallurgy and all that stuff. It was actually maybe user error.
When you have as experts as they call them, looking at the metal itself and trying to determine, you're going to get for every one that you can say this is what caused it, you're going to get that many that says that's not the problem.
Yeah.
It's going to be operator error. So in my mind, if I own that gun, would I continue to use it?
The doubt would be in the back of your mind.
So it would be one of those things. Do you fill the barrel full of steel or lead and put it on the wall as a wall hanger and a display at this point?
And Braden made a good point. You know, and I thought the thing I'm sitting here thinking about is the Remington 700 issue.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, and they kind of, let's face it, they kind of band-aided that problem, and they kept producing that action. And then, you know, what was it, last year, year before, you know, it just hit them like a ton of bricks. I mean, how many
thousands?
But there
are tens of thousands.
Yeah, that's
of
what
those
I'm saying.
How
many thousands of those things did you get reports on? What was happening,
and they still made them.
Yeah, and they still kept putting them out there. But how many, I mean, let's face it, how many custom rifles do you know out there that are built on that action? And to Glenn's point, they haven't had a minute, you know, for everybody that's had a problem, you've got as many, if not twice as many people who've never had a problem.
And the question comes, is this stainless barrel, the only thing they used it on was the muzzle loader, or did they put it on the 260 that
good point
Courtney's using, that is you know, on the 260 rifle?
It'd be a different make, a different thickness, everything else. But all firearms have gone through. Ruger for the longest time had to fight all the accusations that if you dropped one, it would accidentally, you know, fire and all that kind of stuff. Remington, even though they had lawsuits going through the court systems, they were at the door with Remington 700s. They were still making them and manufacturing. So, you know, it's you know, there may be a bad one, Apple, every once in a while, but it's one of those things where we all have to just kind of wait and see. There are tens of thousands of Remingtons sitting in safes all around the country that are still being used every single day or you know, every week or every year and haven't had a problem. Same thing with the Savage. All right, we got to take a fast break. We are the Big and Wild Outdoors, broadcasting live out of G5, feeding outdoors today. Doors are open. Come by and see us. Got great deals on everything in the store, so come and get yours. Christmas list a little bit shorter by coming in and shopping today. We're also brought to you by the fine folks out at Load Runner Trailers. Gordon says we'll be back. Is that true? We'll be back. Sure.
Hey, this is Jonathan. Most of you know me as the co-host of Big and Wild, but I also want to talk to you about my shop, Arrowhead Archery. We're one of the oldest shops in the country and stock brands from Prime, Matthews, Hoyt, Obsession, and PSE. We also have all the accessories to outfit your equipment, plus a level 3 instructor for our youth and adult programs, and regular league nights for everyone. Check us out at 10818 East US Highway 92, Tampa, Florida, arrowheadarcheryshop.com, and our phone number is 813-621-4279. Stop by and see us.
Sign Parrot is celebrating 10 great years of service in the Tampa Bay area. And to show their appreciation, Sign Parrot is inviting everyone to their big 10th anniversary celebration Friday, January 27th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. with lots of entertainment, food and beverages, just their way to say thank you and unveil their new building wrap design. Sign Parrot has always provided the best in service and products, making them the go-to provider for banners, large format printing, business cards, flyers and brochures. But they also design and fabricate custom
three-dimensional signs and lettering, interior and exterior floor and wall wraps, three-dimensional wall wraps, and freestanding custom cutouts, all in their UASG-certified installation facility. Everyone's invited, so come on out and see for yourself during Sign Parrot's 10th anniversary party, Friday, January 27th, 10 to 4, at 6400 East Columbus Drive in Tampa. Visit signparrot.com.
When aviation is in your blood, you learn how to fly. When your family serves, you learn the meaning of hard work. And when you're born with a name that stands for power, performance, and precision engineering, you damn well better make the family proud. We are Textron Off-Road. Backed by the name that builds some of the most advanced machines in the world. We create off-road vehicles that help America's hardest workers get the job done. Side-by-sides and ATVs that are built with a work ethic, a wild streak, and a relentless pursuit of adventure. With